It was only the Barham River that reminded Mike Kardak he was actually on a tropical island. In many ways, the interior of Borneo was closer to the darkest Africa he read about in pulp magazines. The Claude Town Saloon was just across the dusty road from the fueling pier and the corrugated iron warehouses that stood on pilings along the water. Ceiling fans provided some relief from the heat and tended to keep the mosquitoes to a minimum, as long as the generator that provided power for the lower part of Marudi continued to function. Mike Kardak sat at a table, nursing a drink. A man came in from the street. He wore a white linen suit that was just beginning to bag from the humidity.
Hello, Bill.
Tiff, what brings you out and about?
Just stretching my legs.
He had a neat, close-cropped mustache, and his face was the color of someone who had mixed the sun, alcohol, and quinine in nearly equal measure.
Ah, Mike. I've been looking for you.
Clifton Vandover was the local resident councillor. He'd come out as a young adventurer in the days when Sarawak still belonged to Charles Viner Brooke, the last of the White Rajas, the family that had been given the territory in the 1840s by the Sultan of Brunei.
Two G&Ts, yes?
Beer, actually.
Thank you, sir.
Since the transition to British colonial rule, he had been making do without a full complement of district officers, keeping the wheels of government turning through a series of favors and long-standing relationships.
I heard you had a fight.
Yeah.
And that you broke a man's arm.
Kardak glanced up and held Vandover's gaze. This was not a social call.
I'm afraid I'll have to take your passport until we have this cleared up.
Kardak pulled the folder from his breast pocket, and the resident casually tucked it away.
Not to worry about it. Formality, really.
Here you are, sir.
Bless you, my son. Cheers.
Salamat.
Still headed for home?
Slowly. Am I going to be asked to leave?
I shouldn't think so. We just have to keep you from becoming one of these disaffected types the tropics seem to attract. When were you upriver last?
A year, maybe more. Why, what's on your mind?
There's a guide job. The man's an American named John Lackland. He's a physicist with some sort of think tank from California. Atom bombs, that sort of thing. He's got it in his head to go looking for a diamond.
Mike Kardak needed the work. He needed the money to get home. Needed it to get through the next week. Needed it like air or water.
I don't think so.
It might give me some ammunition with the magistrate.
I'd like to help you out, but...
He'll pay good money.
Now you're hitting me with both the carrot and the stick.
Whatever it takes, old man.
You know I appreciate it. I don't want to end up playing commanding officer again.
Well, I understand. Do me another kind of favor, then.
Sure.
Can you see that he gets whatever advice he needs? Make sure he's kitted out correctly. And find him a guide that's reliable. It would be rather embarrassing if we misplaced this gent.
All right. Sure.
Then you can meet him day after tomorrow at the Singapore boat. Oh, and, come around next Thursday in the evening. The missus is having a fete.
The mail boat was a grubby coaster that seemed to exude rust from every rivet. It tied up to the fueling pier at 3 o'clock on the following Monday and began discharging passengers and freight. John Lackland was a man who appeared to be in his early 50s, tall and wearing a pair of round, metal-framed sunglasses, the lenses of which seemed almost totally black. He strode forward quickly as if trying to find space in the crowd, to hold himself away from the mass of bodies on the pier.
Dr. Lackland, I'm Mike Kardak.
Ah, excellent. I was afraid they were going to assign me a native.
One moment. No, no! Those tan bags, bring them on over here.
Behind Lackland, following a sallow little man with a cane, appeared a woman. At first, Kardak saw her merely as a flash of white, and his eye was drawn to the brightness and movement. As he focused into the glare of sunlight off the river, she stopped, looked around, And then, seeming to gaze straight into Kardak's eyes, came forward.
Hello.
She was lean and athletic, with dark blue eyes that shone in the shadow of her wide-brimmed straw hat. Her skin, where it disappeared into the fabric of her blouse, had taken on a healthy shade of copper, blessed by the equatorial sun.
Mr. Kardak, my wife, Helen.
My pleasure.
Kardak pulled his gaze away, tried to hold on the unreadable darkness of John Lackland's glasses.
Welcome to Sarawak.